Is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmer Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Do you have a wet basement? You've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyFit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We are here to help you make your home the best it can possibly be. If you've got questions about projects you'd like to take on, if you'd like to improve your home or maybe cut down on your cooling costs or find some ways to decorate the space, because you know that even though it's still the dog days of summer, there's a long, cold winter ahead, so we want to make sure that those four walls, those floors, those ceilings look as good as they can possibly be. Hey, what I'm saying is whatever's on your to-do list, slide it over to ours and give us a call. We'd love to talk about your project. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Okay, so speaking of decor, if you decide to bring home a family pet, there can be many, many changes. But your home decor doesn't have to be one of them. So if you're pondering any decorating or improvement projects, we're going to have some tips on how you can make them pet-friendly coming up.
And whether it's around your sink or between your tub, shower, and tile walls, nasty, worn-out, just gross-looking caulk has got to go. So we've got some DIY tips on how you can get this job done the easy way.
Plus, one way to give your home a new look is to change up the lighting plan. We're going to have tips on one particular type of lighting that's really popular. Pendant lights. We're going to talk to you about how you can save some energy with those and how you can get them installed in your kitchen or any other space you'd like.
But first, we want to know what you are working on. Perhaps you're getting things ready for a small, socially distanced backyard gathering for Labor Day, or you're looking to finish up an outdoor project before the summer season's over. Whatever it is, we are here to lend a hand. So give us a call, 888 Money Pit. We're standing by.
888-666-3974. And Leslie, look at that. You invited folks to call, and they did just that. Let's get to some of those people. The number here again, 888 Money Pit. Who's first?
Well, if you're looking to gain some extra space at home, perhaps look no further than your basement. Kelly's thinking about doing some projects in the basement. How can we help?
Hi. So we are moving downstairs because we've got another little kiddo on the way, and we've got two bedrooms. And so we're turning our basement into, you know, two bedrooms and a bedroom for us. But the problem is when we walk on the floor upstairs or do anything upstairs, it sounds like drums downstairs.
Okay.
And we can hear every little noise. And
every,
I know
everything,
you can't,
yeah.
Sound, yeah, you, I know you can't soundproof, but is there a way to buffer?
There are actually a number of different manufacturers that make a special type of sound-resistant drywall. It's designed with a barrier in it that helps to absorb some of the sound waves. One is called Quiet Rock, and that is probably the oldest one that we're familiar with. But there's also one out from Certainty that's called Silent FX, and then National Gypsum has one called Soundbreak. They all work pretty much the same way. The one thing I would caution you about, though, Kelly, is it's not just the drywall surface, right? If you're going to try to soundproof, you have to remember that anything that pierces that drywall has to be made sound resistant as well. So, for example, if you have electric wires that come through or you have ducts that come through, you have to get soundproofing material behind those spaces. And there are special types of soundproofing it's sort of like a, I'm going to say it's like a putty. It comes in a sheet, and I've seen it installed, and it kind of wraps behind the electrical box, for example, and tries to really create a continuous surface that's sound resistant. So that, plus insulating that floor before you put the drywall up, will also help to buffer it a little bit. It's not going to be as quiet as like a studio, you know, that we work in, but it will make a difference. And then upstairs, if you've got hardwood floors or a solid surface floor like that.
Yeah, we do. We have hardwood floors.
Yeah, and area rugs. That's all we can tell.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Kelly.
Okay. Thank you so much. That really helped.
All right. Good luck with the project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. You know, Kelly wants to keep the noise from upstairs going down. Usually it's you put the kids in the basement, they make a racket, and you want to try to keep that noise from coming up. But either way, same rules apply.
Now we've got Bill in Pennsylvania on the line. What's going on at your Money Pit?
Yeah, I've got a second story deck that just had refinished. And I had some problems before with sap, and it doesn't seem like the refinishing solved that issue. And I was wondering, is there anything that I can do, or do I have to replace boards?
So what type of finish was applied to the deck?
Well, it was pressure treated, or I'm sorry, it was power steamed off,
power
and
washed.
Then it was sealed. And then it was, after it was sealed, then it was a finish applied to it.
So what kind of finish was it? Was it an acrylic finish? Okay.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
What we have found is that, you know, water-based finishes really don't have the strength to seal in sap that's coming out of knots and other places in the wood. It's kind of an exercise of futility because you're always going to be seeing that happen. What would have been more effective, although I'm not going to tell you it's 100%, would have been if those surfaces were primed first. Probably would have wanted tinted it to match the color of the finished stain, and then you could have used the solid color stain on top of that. The stain itself doesn't have to be oil-based, but the primer does. And that would have done as good a job as possible of sealing in those sappy areas. I mean, if it's any relief to you, that will get less over the years, but I know that it's annoying until it settles down.
Yeah, it does. Now, would I be able to, like, after a period of time, you know, like, sand it and then refinish it with the same finish? Would that lessen it for a while? Or
yeah, you could do that. Just remember that when you sand it down, the spot prime in that case, just reprime that area, then put the solid color stain over it. And don't use semi-transparent. It's not going to look as good. The solid color is not paint. It still shows the grain.
Right.
But it's not going to have any variation, and that's what you want in this case.
Okay. Well, great. Well, thank you. I'll try that. Thanks.
Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your question at 1-888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor. Whether it's a minor repair or a major remodel, Home Advisor has local pros for every project.
Download the Home Advisor app and get started today. Just ahead, pets and projects, they don't always go together very well. If you're pondering some decorating or even improvement projects, we're going to have some tips to help make them pet friendly next.
It's been a long, hot summer, and if the sun, heat, and barbecues have left your lawn with brown spots or weeds, I've found a great solution called Sunday. Sunday provides toxic-free lawn nutrients shipped right to your door right when you need them. They make lawn care easy and less expensive. I went to GetSunday.com, entered my address, and Sunday created a custom plan based on my soil, climate, and lawn in seconds. Sunday even provided a satellite image of my house with every lawn area mapped out.
With this heat, your lawn needs care and feeding now. Go to GetSundy.com and get started with their summer plan. Sundy products supply with a garden hose, and they'll ship you a custom box with everything you need. Get started on a better-looking lawn today at GetSundy.com. Enter promo code MONEYPIT, and you'll get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSundy.com, promo code MONEYPIT, for $20 off the summer plan.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. Have you ever noticed home projects tend to creep up on you? When that happens, HomeAdvisor can find local pros to help you get the job done right. With the HomeAdvisor app, you can get matched with the best home pros for your projects. You can even book and pay for over 100 everyday home projects with just a few taps. Plus, you can see the tasks trending in your neighborhood. Whether you need a last-minute fix or an exciting new upgrade, HomeAdvisor is standing by, ready to do everything to fix your everything. Download the HomeAdvisor app to get started today. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. Great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Pit is presented by HomeAdvisor, where it's easy to find top local home improvement pros for any home project. Download the HomeAdvisor app to read reviews and instantly book your pro, or visit HomeAdvisor.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. You can find top local pros, book, and even pay for over 100 everyday projects with clear upfront pricing on the Home Advisor app.
You can also subscribe to the Money Pit podcast and listen to us at your convenience. Get your tips when you are available to do so, or maybe when you're in the middle of a project. Chartable has ranked the Money Pit Apple's number one best home and garden podcast of all time. To subscribe, just go to moneypit.com/podcast.
All right, now we've got Lorena in Maryland on the line who's got a question about carpenter bees. I know they seem scary because they're gigantic, but what's going on?
They do try to scare you, but I don't think they sting because they buzz around your head and all and try to scare you away from their nest. I would really like to understand their life cycle. Now, I have some carpenter bees and some mason bees, and they were fighting with each other at the front of my house. They're eating up the front of my house. I had like six shutters there, and they were attracted to the shutters. They went behind the shutters, and they drilled like behind each shutter. There's about 2 dozen holes where the carpenter bees dug the holes. But on the back of the shutters, there were the mason, you know, the masonite tubes too.
Right, the mud wasps. You mean the mud wasps. Yeah, so two completely competitive species there. And yes, what the carpenter bees are doing is they're drilling holes, and then in the bottom of those holes is where they plant their eggs. So that's their reproductive cycle, basically. They drill those holes, and they plant their eggs in the bottom of them, and that's basically a nest that they're building right there.
What do they eat? do they put dead insects in the holes for their larvae to eat, or what?
No, I'm not. I don't think so. But they, you can always tell when they're working, because you'll actually see a stream of sawdust coming out of those holes. You do if it's vertical, you know, like on a piece of fascia or wood trim or something like that. But the way that we always recommend that you avoid that, it depends on what they're eating. If they're eating wood trim, you can replace that with a AZEK product, which looks like wood, but it's made out of PVC. I got rid of them in my garage by doing that, just changing the fascia out in the front and the back. Or you could have them sprayed by a pesticide applicator, by an exterminator, and that will stop them from coming back as well. But I think it was funny in my case, when we replaced the wood trim with the PVC trim, the carpenter bees for a while came back and sort of swirled around and swarmed around and were trying to find something to eat. They were very confused, because I imagine they're thinking, looks like wood, doesn't taste like wood. So that's what you're dealing with there. The carpenter bees, you're right, they don't sting. They will sort of fly at you and try to like freak you out a bit, but they can't bite you.
But you don't recommend against filling the holes in, because
my suggestion is that you wait until the fall and not fill the holes in right now, because if you do, they're still going to try to come back and get in there, and they may get more aggressive and you know, start flying into your face. But I would wait till the fall, to sort of after the season, and I would fill everything in, paint it, and then you can wait till next season and see what happens. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you're a pet lover and you're considering a new decorating or even a remodeling project, you probably already know that not all of these home improvements work very well with pets. Now, what am I talking about? I mean, like, say you're getting a new rug. You might not want to spend a tremendous amount of money on a really high-end rug if you've got dogs and cats and they're more prone to scratch it or have an accident and mess it up. You got to think about that, where you want to figure in durability. Durability in pets, you got to look at that.
Absolutely. Now, if you've got pets, easy cleanup floors are really key. So we're talking about floors like laminate, engineered hardwood, engineered vinyl plank, luxury vinyl plank, and then the tile versions of these same sort of wood-styled floors are cool. So you can get porcelain tile or ceramic flooring that looks like wood planking. These are all really hard surfaces. They're easier to keep clean and to keep them stain-free than a rug or a carpet. So out with the carpets or rugs and in with the hard surface flooring. Now, if you do want to have, you know, some softness of the floors, just use area rugs. They're much easier to clean.
That's very true. Or even those carpet tiles where you can replace, you know, a piece of it should something get damaged. Now, when it comes to getting the right sofa or any other furniture for your pet-friendly home, there are all sorts of options to choose from. Now, depending on the type of dog you have, you might be dealing with one that sheds a lot of hair, and that can be hard for you to clean up, especially if that pet loves to hang out on the sofa or sit in all your seating. So that's going to be trouble. So when you're going to redecorate and change things up on the furniture front, be careful with what types of fabrics you do bring into your space. Now, fabric options that are easier to clean up than other types include denim, canvas, durable synthetics. Also, make sure you're looking at the weave pattern on the fabrics. You want to make sure, I kind of usually rub my nail across the fabric just to see if I can catch it on anything or pull a thread. Because if I can do it with my nails, then a dog or a cat for sure can do it, and they can do it tenfold. So don't get something that's going to easily pull or get marked up from your pet's claws, even though they don't mean it. Now, you can also find options that are resistant to odors, stains, moisture. All of that is going to make that piece of fabric and furniture ideal with a dog or a cat in your life.
Hey, if you'd like some more tips on how you can have a pet-friendly household when it comes to decor and design, check out Pet-Friendly Design and Decorating Tips for Your Home on MoneyPit.com.
All right, Kay's on the line now. She needs some help painting a door. Kay, tell us about your project.
Yeah, and I listen to you every week you're on.
Well, thank you so much.
I wanted to paint my wood door. It's a very old wood door, and we lived here since 69, and I'm trying to keep it original. It's red now.
Okay.
My husband painted it only one coat. And I think it was blue.
Okay.
It needs another coat to make it real red, but I want to paint it white.
Well, I mean, the color is a personal preference. So to paint this door, the best thing to do is to take it off of the hinges and lay it flat on a couple of sawhorses. And then you want to sand the old surface. You want to make sure you get rid of any flaking paint, any cracked paint, because you can't put good paint over bad paint. You got to get all that stuff off.
It's not cracking or anything. It's smooth as can be.
All right, so then he must have done a great job when he painted it last time.
He did. He sanded it down to the wood. It was all, you know, original wood, so it's really smooth. That's why I wasn't sure, and I don't know if I can get the paint off, like, you know, and I didn't want to scrape it.
Well, I don't think you have to take all the old paint off. If it's adhering well, then you're good to go on it. So sand it down, and then I would recommend that you put a coat of primer on, because this will make sure that the new paint adheres as well as the old paint did. Primer's kind of the glue that makes the paint stick, so put the primer on.
Well, Kills work, because I got a gallon of Kills.
It'll work fine. Yep. You put the Kills on, let it dry, and then you could put your top coat on that.
To sand it. What do I have to do? Knock the sheen off?
Yeah, knock the sheen off. Exactly right. You don't have to sand it down to the raw wood, but you have to, you know, get that sheen off. So a medium grit, like 100 grit sandpaper would work really well, okay?
Okay.
Michelle in Minnesota is on the line with a bathroom floor thing, is all I can call it. What is going on? You're getting moisture coming up through the floor?
Yes, it's a laminate floor. This is my third summer in this house, and it's the first time that I've had this issue. And it was started around the warm and humid days. At first, I thought maybe that it was my toilet leaking because I had a new toilet put in last summer. But the plumber did come out and pull the toilet, and it didn't look like it was leaking or that the seal was broken on it. So we're thinking that it's condensation from the concrete slab coming up between the slats of the laminate flooring.
So the laminate flooring is on top of a concrete slab?
Correct, yep.
What's this doing to the floor? Is it causing it to deform in any way, or is it just showing up as a stain?
It is not buckling or anything along the edges. He thinks that maybe it's a rubber flooring, more of a rubber-based flooring, rather than a wood. And so it has not curled the edges or anything like that. It just seeps up as moisture, and it comes like beads up right along the edges of the laminates.
Do you have air conditioning in this bathroom?
I do not. Nope.
Yeah, I was thinking cooler, moist air against a warmer floor could cause additional condensation. So, look, if you want to reduce the moisture that's coming up through the bathroom, there's a couple of things I can suggest. First of all, you want to take a look at the grading and the drainage conditions outside that bathroom, because the slab, if it's getting very wet, is extremely hydroscopic. So all the moisture in the earth will be drawn into the slab, and that's going to wick up and show up in your bathroom, apparently. So take a look at your gutters and downspouts. Make sure they're clean and free-flowing, and the spouts are extending 4 to 6 feet from the house. Get all that roof water away. And then take a look at the angle of the soil and make sure that that's sloping away. Now, do you have a fan in this bathroom?
Yes.
That is helpful. You might want to think about replacing the fan with one that has a built-in humidistat, because that's convenient on a couple of fronts. First of all, when you take a shower and you leave the bathroom, turn the switch off, it'll actually stay on until all the moisture is properly vented out of there. And if it does get humid on its own, then the humidistat will kick the fan on and also dry it out. They're not terribly expensive. I know Brone makes a good one. There are a number of manufacturers you can find this from. And keep an eye on the floor. Some laminate floors, you know, stand up very well to moisture. I've seen laminate floors that are going to be submerged, and they don't seem to be affected by it, but others will buckle just like hardwood would. So just keep an eye on it. And if it ends up that it does have to be replaced, I would paint that cement slab underneath with a couple of coats of epoxy paint to kind of seal in and stop the moisture from evaporating through it in the room.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But only if you get that far. I mean, I wouldn't tell you to tear up the floor now, but if you have to replace it, just make sure you seal the slab at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, thank you. That's good. Good. Thank you.
All right, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by our friends over at Home Advisor. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been helping homeowners find and hire the best local pros. Plus, you can even check project cost guides to get an idea of what you should be paying for that project.
Download the Home Advisor app to get started today.
Just ahead, we've got DIY tips on how to caulk around the sink between the tub and its tile surround, and a trick so it won't fall out ever again when the Money Pit continues.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Whether it's a repair or major remodel, Home Advisor can help match you with the right local pro for your project in seconds. Just download the Home Advisor app. Home Advisor, they'll do everything to fix your everything.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Call us now with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Brian in Washington, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Last summer, I repainted the exterior of my house, and I used quite a few nails to kind of shore up some different things. I also fixed a window. And after I repainted, I used galvanized nails, but this year I already have a lot of bleeding of rust from the nails coming through. Okay. So I also did some caulking between the pieces of wood, and that seems to be peeling out already. So I was just wondering if there was something that I could, you know, go over the heads of the nails with, something quick, something that I didn't have to redo the whole side of the house.
When you did the side of the house last summer, did you prime it or did you just put the paint over the old paint?
Put lots of primer.
Lots of primer?
Yeah.
What kind of primer? Like, was it a latex primer or oil primer? What was it?
Gosh, I don't know that. I didn't buy the paint, but we put it.
But you did prime. You primed over those nail heads?
Yes, we did. Yes.
And it's coming through. Because generally, well, you say you use galvanized, so that's good. Was this cedar siding?
No. It's just conventional horizontal. Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, it seems like the nails, the galvanized coating on the nails didn't really stand up very well. But generally, the advice is this. When you finish nailing off that, you need to spot prime those nail heads. But if you're telling me you already spot primed them and the stain's coming right through, then I'm not really sure that we have any other suggestions for you. There are differences in the quality of primers. I would always recommend an oil-based primer over a latex primer when it has a stain issue to deal with because it tends to seal it in better. So that's the only additional thing you might want to try is to sand those down to the heads and then touch them up with an oil-based primer and paint them again.
All right. I guess that answers my question.
Well, you've seen the signs of aging old nasty caulk, we're sure, like that brown tinge and the cracks in the openings and make way for all the stubborn colonies of mildew to take hold or for water to seep in and make the walls kind of mushy. Well, whether that caulk is around your sink or between a tub and its tile surround or covering the joints of your shower stall, that worn caulk has got to go. So the first question is, what kind of caulk is best to replace it with?
Well, for this project, there really are two types of caulk. Now, the best caulk for tubs, sinks, even shower stalls comes in a tube, and it's labeled tub and tile or kitchen and bath. Now, these are either acrylic latex or silicone compounds that have been chemically tweaked to resist mildew and then also to stick to smooth, non-porous surfaces, but they have distinctly different personalities. Now, if you're going to work with a silicone caulk, you're going to find that it holds well, it's waterproof, it's very flexible, and this type of caulk is also finicky about surface conditions. It's difficult to get that smooth appearance for finishing, and it requires mineral spirits to clean up any messes you make, like on your hands or on anywhere else in the bathroom. Now, an acrylic latex caulk is much more forgiving about the type and cleanliness of a surface that you're applying it to. It's super easy to smooth, and it cleans up with water, and it doesn't really have much of a smell. While it does shrink a little bit more and dry harder than the silicone option, and you might need to actually replace it a little bit sooner than a silicone option, the replacement job should go much faster. Thus, when you have to do it again, you'll already be a pro.
I totally agree. Even though silicone is technically more durable than acrylic latex, I go with acrylic latex every time. It's just so much easier to control. And if that means I got to replace that caulk in, you know, maybe 3 years instead of 5 years, I'm okay with that. Now, once you've selected your caulk, it's time to get to work. And the first step, of course, is to completely remove all of the old caulk
caulk. If you've got some caulk that's really hard to get out, there's a type of product called a caulk softener, kind of like a paint remover. It will soften the old caulk and allow you to get all of it out there, because you've got to start fresh with a clean, smooth, and dry surface. Now, if you have not used a caulking gun before, and maybe you're a little shaky with it, it does make sense to use masking tape to kind of mask off the area below and above the seam you're going to caulk, because it helps you have nice, clean, straight lines. And before you apply that caulk, we always recommend filling the tub with water, because it makes the tub settle down, and leave that water in the tub while you apply the caulk. Now, if you've used the acrylic latex caulk, you'll be able to smooth that out with a sponge, with a caulk trowel, which is a cool little tool to have, by the way, that is perfectly shaped. Or you can use my favorite caulking tool, which is my index finger. Well, not my finger, but you get the idea. It's perfectly shaped for that caulk bead. Now, once the caulk is dried, then you let the water out of the tub, and the tub will come back up and help compress that caulk. It won't pull out nearly as quickly. And you want to wait about 24 hours before you use that shower or bath, if you can help it, because we want that caulk to dry good and solid, especially if it's a very thick application. Sometimes if you have a gap between the tile and the tub, you're really putting quite a bit in there. And after you're done, and before you pull that masking tape off, take a good look. Get down at an eye level with the caulk, because sometimes it settles downwards and it'll form a little gap right above it. If that's the case, you can easily patch it at that point and avoid water finding its way behind it, which is one of the reasons that it gets moldy.
Now we've got Eleanor in Virginia on the line with a decking question. How can we help you today?
The question I have is, we have Trek decking on our deck, which is, and also the porch, screened-in porch. But on the deck, which is not covered by any roof or anything like that, it's all open to the environment, we have spots on that, which are, it's a gray color decking, and we have these dark spots all over it, almost kind of look like a mold, and we do not know what it's caused by. My husband has tried to use a power washer with the soap that is recommended for that power washer, also bleach with a scrub brush. He can get it lightened, but not totally gone. And we're wondering if you've ever heard of that with Trek decking and have any suggestions.
Yeah, I mean, some of the composite materials out there do have some wood fiber component, and they will grow algae, which is most likely what you're seeing. Now, one of the treatments that we would recommend is a product called Jomax, J-O-M-A-X. And Jomax actually has a deck wash. And Jomax is a detergent that also gets mixed with bleach. It gets applied to the deck. You let it sit for 15 to 20 minutes, and then you scrub it off. I would be very careful with the power washer, except for just rinsing purposes, because too much pressure can actually ruin that deck. Now, another possibility is that those black spots are what's called artillery fungus. They kind of looks like a shotgun, kind of a pellet size. Artillery fungus is particularly difficult to get off, and one of the sources of it is mulch. Do you have mulch around your house, around your yard?
Yes.
Well, sometimes the mulch, that's sort of the ground mulch, the shredded bark mulch, will contain artillery fungus. And once that gets out and attaches to surfaces like decks or sometimes even cars, it's really, really difficult to get rid of it. So if that is what's going on, we would recommend that you don't do that again. Don't put the shredded mulch back on. Only use the bark mulch that's in pieces. That seems to not have the issue. It's the shredded mulch that attracts and contains artillery fungus. I would try the Jomax deck wash and cleaner. I think you'll have better success with that than you did with straight bleach, okay?
Yes.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. Give us a call and get in on the home improvement excitement. We want to know what you're working on. We want to know how we can give you a hand. Maybe you made a mistake and we're going to help you out of it. Whatever it is, we are standing by to help you out at 888-MONEY-PIT. Still to come, get light where you need it and add interest to any room with beautiful pendant lighting. We're going to have some tips on styles and installation when the Money Pit continues. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one?
Well, for about a dollar a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. Have you ever noticed home projects tend to creep up on you? When that happens, HomeAdvisor can find local pros to help you get the job done right. With the HomeAdvisor app, you can get matched with the best pros for your projects. You can even book and pay for over 100 everyday home projects with just a few taps. Plus, see the tasks trending in your neighborhood. Whether you need a last-minute fix or an exciting new upgrade, HomeAdvisor is standing by, ready to do everything to fix your everything. Download the HomeAdvisor app to get started today. It's been a long, hot summer, and if the sun, heat, and barbecuing has left your lawn with brown spots or weeds, we found a great solution called Sunday.
Sunday provides toxic-free lawn nutrients shipped right to your door right when you need them. They make lawn care easy and less expensive. I went to GetSunday.com, entered my address, and Sunday created a custom plan based on my soil, climate, and lawn in seconds. Sunday even provided a satellite image of my house with every lawn area mapped out.
With this heat, your lawn needs care and feeding now. Go to GetSunday.com and get started with their summer plan. Sunday products apply with a garden hose, and they'll ship you a custom box with everything you need.
Get started on a better-looking lawn at GetSunday.com. Enter promo code MONEYPIT, and you'll get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT, for $20 off the summer plan.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. Presented by HomeAdvisor, the fast and easy way to find the right pro for any kind of home project. You can also reach us by submitting your question on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, to find top local home improvement pros to help with any home project, just go to HomeAdvisor.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
You know when the worst time is for your air conditioning to kick out if you're The Money Pit? When you're ready to and record your mid-August show and have no air conditioning in the studio. It's really, really
terrible.
A bad thing to happen. That's what happened to us. You know, we have a studio that we work with and have for many, many years, and the AC went out when we were about to record this program. And so we did what we preached. We called HomeAdvisor.com. We got out an expert from an HVAC company, and he spent a couple of hours at the property, and he found out that some mice had gotten into some electrical wiring and ate their way through some cables. Got it fixed. Got the AC back on. Took all of about 2 hours. The charge was under $150. So you can't beat that kind of expert service, and that's why we recommend the pros at Home Advisor and just want to give them a shout-out for one more job well done.
Craig in Pennsylvania is on the line with a flooring question. How can we help you today?
I had an exterior concrete porch, and I enclosed it, and I'm trying to make it part of the house now. But the floor itself, I said, is concrete. It's all cracked, and it's breaking up. Is there some easy way or some way I can smooth it out or do something with it to make it look like an interior room now? Is this part of the house?
Absolutely. First of all, if the surface is deteriorated, you're going to have to use a patching compound on it. And I would recommend the premixed QuickCrete concrete patch compound. It comes in a tub, and you simply apply it to the surface. You can fill in all of those areas that are deteriorated. You can fill over the cracks. And the reason you're using a patching compound is because it's designed specifically to stick to the concrete. If you use regular concrete, you're going to have a problem with that because it won't stick. It'll just split off again. All right, but if you use a concrete patching compound, it will adhere.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you'd like an easy weekend update, adding new pendant lighting can definitely be the project that does just that. Now, pendant lights, they're sleek and they can add style and drama to your lighting specs in a room. And if you're swapping out an old fixture, this can be an electrical project that you can do by yourself. But if your existing wires are brittle or maybe you need to run electricity to a new spot, it really is best to call an electrician for a job like that.
Now, the cool thing about pendant lighting and what makes it so unique is that it's suspended from the ceiling and it brings the light down to where you need it. There's a wide variety of shapes and sizes and styles, you know, ranging from like a 4-inch diameter little mini cylinder to like massive 30-inch drones. But they're really a beautiful design.
Yeah, and I think it's important to understand that a pendant is really just a light fixture hanging from a single point. And so it can be something that looks cute like a mini chandelier. I mean, it's a wide variety of types of fixtures. So there's definitely something out there, and they can be very affordable to buy and to run. I mean, you'll see there are dozens of individual and lighting kits available on Amazon, starting around $25, and these all use LED bulbs, so they're not going to drive up your electrical cost. Now, you can use them to light up a workspace, maybe like your kitchen island prep area or a desk in a home office. And then they also cast a really nice warm glow, so if you want to use them in a dining room or an entryway or in a bathroom, you get that more relaxed lighting as well.
Now, when it comes to the switch itself, dimmers are really popular for pendants. They allow you to adjust the light in the evening, and they can also create some very attractive patterns. So just some reasons why we love pendant lights, and you might want to consider them for your home. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Call us right now with your home improvement, your decor, your remodeling question at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. They'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today.
Well, fall is ahead, and if you're ready to take on some outside cleaning projects, a pressure washer can be a huge help. We're going to share what you need to look for when you're buying the best pressure washer for your projects when the Money Pit continues.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. With Home Advisor, you can see clear upfront pricing, book, and pay for over 100 everyday projects, like unclogging a drain, replacing a window, or mowing the lawn. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started. Home Advisor, they'll do everything to fix your everything.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Call us right now with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
We've got a post here from Jacqueline in Chicago who's asking, I'd like to buy a pressure washer for my deck, but I'm nervous that I might damage the wood. I found washers with different types of nozzles, but should I be looking for an adjustable PSI? And what do I need to know about adjusting the pressure for different surfaces? Is that a thing? I don't feel like I can adjust the PSI on my pressure washer.
No. That's one thing you don't have to adjust. And the reason you don't have to adjust
the PSI, that's the size you pick, correct?
Yes, and the nozzle does the adjustment for you. So you change out the nozzle. So, like, for example, I've got a Greenworks pressure washer that I love. I've got about four different nozzles for it. One is designed for washing the car. So that's like the gentlest. And there's another one that's a little bit more aggressive for, like, outside woodwork, like a fence. And then it goes up to the most aggressive, which you might use to, I don't know, strip paint off of concrete or something. I've used it to strip paint off of old radiators. It's been so strong for me. So you have the control of the nozzle, and that's really what you want to look for. So I would recommend a pressure washer for this time of year because there are going to be a lot of cleaning projects you're going to do coming up in the fall. They're fast. They're effective cleaning tools. They can easily remove, you know, dirt and grime from a home's exterior. They're great for cleaning cars and boats and patio furniture and decks and docks and even sidewalks. I did my mom's sidewalk for her a few months ago because it had gotten quite sort of dark. And
satisfying job.
What a difference. You can see it's like, you know, it was like sort of a charcoal gray next to a bright white when
it's
I was
amazing.
Done.
I mean, I did the concrete in the backyard and the driveway, like, I don't know, at some point over the summer. But it's just the most satisfying project. It takes a while, but it's satisfying.
It is. I had a little fun with Mom, too. I wrote with the pressure washer in the black muck that Tom was here and told her I ran out of time and come back in a couple of months. All right. So, yeah, I think that's a great tool, but you don't have to worry so much about pressures. Just look at the nozzles. Take a look at the line from Greenworks. They really make a great product.
All right. Next up, we've got a post here from Aaron in New York City who writes, the wallpaper in my kitchen and bathroom is 26 years old. I would like to get rid of it, but I'm dreading taking it all down. Can I paint over the old wallpaper? It's in relatively good shape, and it's only curling in one small spot near a baseboard.
I don't know. I feel like you're putting off the inevitable, and it really looks tacky to paint over wallpaper.
I just feel like you can always see it.
Yeah.
Like, even if there's not a drop of texture to that paper, you'll notice a seam, you'll notice a something, and then I don't like the look of it. I just think it's, you know, it's such a bad shortcut. And then when you want to go take the paper down, you're dealing with this layer of latex over the paper that now you have to permeate to get behind the paper, to steam the glue, to get it off. It just makes it worse.
It is so much harder when there's paint on the paper to get that wallpaper down. If you are concerned about the difficulty of the project, you just mentioned it, Leslie, rent a steamer. Gosh, it's not that expensive, and the wallpaper steamers make quick work of that. You know, look, it's more
labor intensive than other home improvement projects, but it's not impossible. And once you get all of that wallpaper off the walls, make sure there's no none of the old sizing left, you know, get all that stuff scraped off. Then I want you to prime that wall, and I would use a solvent-based primer. I wouldn't use an acrylic primer. I'd use a good solid-based primer. Why? Because it has the best adhesion. And then once it's primed, you can use latex paint on top of that. And I think you'll get a much better job. And I would always make sure that I'm using flat paint, because you are going to have some texture on that wall, even if did a really good job pulling off the old paper. You just never get it all off. But if you use flat paint, you won't see it as much because it won't reflect in the light.
All right, good luck with that project, Aaron.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thanks so much for spending a little time with us. Hey, if you've got questions, if you didn't get through today, you can reach us 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT or post your question to the Money Pit's website at moneypit.com. Whatever is on your to-do list, you can always slide it over to ours by doing just that. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrip. It could be a rough weekend and a big beginning of the next week with weather approaching from the southeastern United States coastal areas. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez says residents need to be mindful of the weather. They should start making emergency plans just in case.
We are expecting winds at the earliest reasonable time at Sunday night. Residents have all day today, tomorrow, and Sunday to prepare. All preparation measures need to be wrapped up and buttoned up by Sunday evening.
Two tropical storms, one named Laura, the other named Marco, dumping rain on Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, the other pushing through a gap between Cuba and Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. They could gain hurricane strength by early next week. South Dakota officials warning a number of people who attended the 10-day Sturgis motorcycle rally recently earlier this month have come down with coronavirus, including some who came from out of state.
The motorcycle rally brought hundreds of thousands to Sturgis and ended last weekend. The coronavirus testing on residents began right after. Gage Connolly told Black Hills Fox News it puts a lot of people's minds at ease.
Especially since a lot of people are angry that they let the rally happen. I feel like this was like a step towards the right direction.
But Harvey Matt says he doesn't agree everyone needs to get tested.
I don't think it's necessary for everybody.
City manager Daniel Ainsley says they're being proactive.
A lot of it will mean continued testing and more testing to try to identify those people, and really encouraging employers as well to really ensure that they're continuing a lot of the health care screening.
South Dakota health officials reported Thursday 125 new cases in the state and 2 new deaths. I'm Julie Walker.
And you can check out more news and read the best analysis. You can find them both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Belief Factor, effective pain relief that really really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. and then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
A cast member from the Full House is going to the Big House.
Fashion designer Massimo Giannulli has been sentenced to 5 months in prison. Giannulli and his wife, Lori Loughlin, the actress who played Aunt Becky on Full House, pleaded guilty in May to paying $500,000 in bribes to get his two daughters into the University of Southern California as rowing recruits. They were arrested last year in the case dubbed Operation Varsity Blues. Under the deal, Giannulli will pay a $250,000 fine and perform 250 hours of community service. Loughlin's deal calls for her to serve 2 months in prison. U.S. District Judge Nathaniel Gorton scolded the designer for what he described as breathtaking fraud made possible by his wealth and privilege. I'm Jennifer King.
Dustin Johnson closed with a birdie eagle for a 7-under-64, 5 strokes better than Harris English and Scottie Scheffler at the TPC in Boston. More news, more analysis, townhall.com. There still is not enough paper towels on the shelves.
Long after the coronavirus sparked a run on them, retailers can't keep their shelves full. Target.com had no Bounty paper towels for delivery this week, though it had some at certain stores. At Amazon.com, a seller was charging $44.95 for a pack that normally goes for $15. An average of 21% of household paper products were out of stock at U.S. stores as of August the 9th, according to research firm IRI. The situation isn't likely to abate soon because producers have no plans to build new manufacturing capacity. The central piece of the machinery needed to make paper towels takes years to assemble. Patrick Foss reporting.
David Pecker stepping down as CEO of the National Enquirer's parent company, American Media, which was taken over by Accelerate 360, a Georgia-based logistics company. Pecker will stay on as an executive advisor to A360's media division. More at townhall.com.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Larkspur Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
I'm Lee Hole.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Ah, Leslie, you know, there's nothing more relaxing than a nice warm bath.
Yeah, but who has the time? We've gone from a nation of bathers to a shower society, and plumbing fixture designers are helping you turn your shower into a spa-like massage.
Reed, turn your boring bath into a power shower when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MoneyPit.
You live in a money pit. Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888-MONEY-PIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And what are you doing on this warm August weekend? If you are thinking about working on a project around your house, I'd recommend you work inside your house with your AC on.
Because
it's getting ridiculously hot unless you start at the super early part of the morning. You can get something done. I went out to the gym today, and I was out of the house about 6 a.m., and I saw there was a guy trimming his
his bushes at about 6:15 in the morning. I'm like, that guy's smart. He got up early to get this done.
Yeah, except the neighbors are mad.
Actually, it was electric shears. It wasn't really that
bad.
No, but I mean, you know, by the time it gets to around 8 or 9 o'clock, it's almost too hot to do those outside projects. But if you've got a project that you're doing or planning to do and you've got questions, well, that's why we're here. We're here to help cheer you on, give you some tips, some advice on how to get it done as easy as possible. But you've got to help yourself first by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your question to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, if you've been enjoying a garden harvest this summer and you'd like to extend that goodness all year long, preserving your fresh veggies is the best way to do just that. We're going to walk you through three options for preserving your harvest in just a bit.
And it's a great time of year for outdoor projects if you want to step up your space. We've got some tips on the easiest and most affordable ways that you can create grill surrounds, fire pits, benches, all these wonderful outdoor projects simply by stacking blocks.
And with all of the water that we're spraying on our sidewalks or splashing over the pool edges, sidewalks and patios can get pretty slippery. But if you treat those spaces with a simple coating, you can definitely increase the safety factor. We're going to have tips on how to apply that coating and get those surfaces protected in a bit.
But first, the Money Pit is all about what you guys are working on. So give us a call. Let us know what projects are happening at your house, and we'll give you a hand. We're happy to hear all about it. We even want to see photos, so don't forget to post them on Money Pit's Facebook page. Just get to us. We'd love to lend a hand.
888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Don in Illinois is on the line with a foundation question. What's going on at your Money Pit?
Yes, I got an old farmhouse. We started building them back in 1800s. And the foundation is red brick on a crawl space, and it's sinking in one area real bad. And I had a guy tell me that because I can't dig a footings here, because there's an old cistern back here also, he said that I could pour a large pad, go underneath the house, and come out and make it like a sidewalk along the edge of the house, and then pour the wall up as high as I could, and then possibly either put, as a last row, a block in. Is that possible to do something like that?
Maybe. Maybe not. You know, you're talking about a major structural piece of work here, Don, and the problem with this is I'm going to presume you're not a licensed structural engineer. If you start doing this kind of work on your own and then, you know, sometime in the future you want to sell this house and you've not had the right kind of professionals involved in this kind of a major repair, that's going to be a huge red flag. That could make it very difficult for you to sell the house. I spent 20 years as a professional home inspector, Don, and when I saw houses like this that had these kinds of issues, I always recommended that the homeowner spend a little bit of money to have an engineer look at it and design a specific repair for that situation. Because this way, when you go to sell the house and if it becomes an issue, you can show that you had a professional review it and tell you exactly what to do. And then you took action on that, and you can even have them come back and sort of certify that it was done right. Then you end up having sort of a pedigree on the quality of that repair, because this is not something to do yourself and get wrong. You could make it worse, and you can devalue your house in a very major way.
Well, that's why I was kind of wondering. It sounded kind of far-fetched to me in a way, and I was just like, well, I've been listening to you guys. I'm going to give it a shot, give you a call, and see what you guys got to say.
Yeah, we're glad you did, and that will get you on the road to recovery, okay?
Okay. I know a couple of engineers. I'll see if I can get one out here. I appreciate the information.
You're welcome, Don. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Judy in Missouri is online with a roofing question. How can we help you today?
Yes, I was wondering if you had ever heard of had a roof repair a few years ago, and it's been leaking ever since. They used what they called TAM shield. It's a synthetic underlayment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's plastic. And they use that instead of felt paper.
Yeah, right. It's synthetic, and it's actually an upgrade to standard 15-pound felt paper. And it's actually better than using standard felt paper under a roof. The reason that your roof is leaking now is probably not because of the TAM shield. It's probably because of something that went wrong with the repair, but I don't think it would have been the underlayment, because that's actually pretty good stuff. How is it leaking, Judy? Tell me about the leak.
Well, we really don't know. It comes through in our bathroom, and we get up in the attic, and we can see drips. but they can't seem to pinpoint it. They've worked on it several times, and they just can't get it to go away.
All right. Usually, if your roof is leaking above your bathroom, there's a pipe that goes through the ceiling right there and up through the roof, and it's the plumbing vent pipe. And right around that vent pipe, there's like a rubber boot that seals that pipe between the pipe and the roof itself, and then there's flashing that goes around that. That's the most common place for a roof leak when you have it leak right above a bathroom. And a lot of times contractors will try to sort of tar that in place, but that's a bad idea. What I would recommend is to take out the plumbing vent flashing, and you can do that easily by removing a few shingles in that area. Roof shingles are actually pretty easy to disassemble if you know kind of a trick of the trade. I like to do it with a flat bar that you can slip up under the roof shingle, find the nail, and sort of pry it from side to side, and it'll pop right out. And then you replace that plumbing vent flashing and put it back together again and make sure you put everything in the right order so the roofing lays on top of the flashing. That usually stops that leak.
But leave the vent pipe there?
Oh, yeah. The vent pipe is there for an important reason. You're going to start having problems flushing your toilet, and all your sinks are going to start to gurgle if you take that out. But replace the plumbing vent flashing there, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Judy. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT. And the Money Pit is presented by our friends over at Home Advisor, where it's easy to find the best local home improvement pros for any home project. Download the Home Advisor app today.
And just ahead, have you been enjoying fresh veggies from your garden this summer? Well, up next, we've got tips on how you can preserve that goodness and enjoy them all year long. That's coming up when the Money Pit returns.
Drivers, start your engines.
Have you ever imagined the thrill of driving a NASCAR race car by yourself? You can by entering the Money Pit's Rev Your Engine sweepstakes with NASCAR Race Experience. 5 winners will get the thrill of a lifetime. Following instruction, you'll get behind the wheel and drive a NASCAR race car for a timed racing session on one of the nation's premier speedways. Enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
You expect a lot from your home. It's not just a place to hang your hat. It's where you try your hand at gardening and new recipes, rest and recharge, work and play. And that's why at Home Advisor, they're committed to keeping your home up and running. Whether you need to repair an overworked appliance or create a backyard retreat worthy of a summer staycation, use the Home Advisor app day or night, and they'll find a local pro to get the job done right. Whatever you need, they'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. Now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. And you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.
It's been a long, hot summer, and if the sun, heat, and barbecuing has left your lawn with brown spots or weeds, we found a great solution called Sunday.
Sunday provides toxic-free lawn nutrients shipped right to your door, right when you need them. They make lawn care easy and less expensive. I went to GetSunday.com, entered my address, and Sunday created a custom plan based on my soil, climate, and lawn in seconds. Sunday even provided a satellite image of my house with every lawn area mapped out.
With this heat, your lawn needs care and feeding now. Go to GetSunday.com and get started with their summer plan. Sunday products apply with a garden hose, and they'll ship you a custom box with everything you need.
Get started on a better-looking lawn at GetSunday.com. Enter promo code MONEYPIT, and you'll get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT, for $20 off the summer plan.
We'll be right back.
The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find top local home improvement pros for any home project. Download the Home Advisor app to read reviews and instantly book your pro, or visit homeadvisor.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
You can catch the Money Pit podcast anytime you'd like by subscribing at moneypit.com/podcast. Chartable ranked the Money Pit Apple's number one best home and garden podcast of all time. And our entire podcast audience is also welcome to call us with their home improvement questions the same way you do on the radio. Just dial 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. We never sleep. We always answer the phone. We'll take your number if we're not in the studio and call you back the next time we are.
James in Virginia is on the line with a ceiling fan question. What's going on at your money pit?
I live in a 1986 two-story ranch, and we do not have overhead lighting in any of the bedrooms, and there's no lighting fixtures, and we want to add ceiling fans. So I was wondering how difficult it would be to do that in the bedrooms.
It's not terribly difficult, but it's not terribly easy either. I would say that it would be very easy for an electrician to do that because they have the tools necessary to get the wiring where it needs to go. It's kind of hard for a DIYer to do that. And the other important thing about a ceiling fan is you need to make sure you use the right type of electrical connection in that ceiling so that you have some support on that fan, because it gets very heavy and it also vibrates sometimes. So you need to have the right connection for the fan to the ceiling, and of course the wiring has to be in place. Now electricians can fish wires through there. There's a couple of tricks of the trade that they use. They have these sort of long skinny fiberglass rods that can be run in the space between ceiling joists to run wires where they need to be. But what I would do is, if you're thinking about maybe doing this in a couple of rooms, I would sort of pile those jobs together, because there's sort of a mobilization cost when you hire a pro for a small project like that, and maybe try to get all of your electrical work done at the same time. Now, with a 1986 house, you might also want to find out if you've got ground fault circuit interrupters protecting the bathroom and the kitchen outlets. That would be another easy thing to add to that to-do list that will protect you from shocks.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your help, and I love your show. Listen to it all the time.
Yeah, good luck with that project and with all the work you're doing to your new house. Call us back anytime. 888-666-3974.
Well, if you've been enjoying a garden harvest this summer, now really is a good time to learn about ways that you can preserve those veggies into the cold weather ahead. And there are three ways that you can do that. Now, first of all, the most simple method is to simply freeze your harvest. Now, you might have to have a big freezer or perhaps a second one, depending on how big of a haul you've gardened this season. But when you're doing something, you need to think about the taste preference when it comes to freezing a vegetable over, you know, canning it or just eating it fresh. So now, frozen corn definitely tastes different than canned corn. And all you need to do to freeze these veggies is a pot to blanch that veggie in, freezer bags or even a freezer container. And you can look online to find different times for blanching those fruits and vegetables, because it's a certain amount of time for each kind, but we could go on forever as to that. So you can just Google a chart there.
Now, the next way to preserve is called canning, and canning food preservation involves basically preserving food in jars with special lids. Getting started is pretty simple. Most people are going to start out with water bath canners and canning high-acid foods like pickles and salsas and jellies and jams. Low-acid foods like green beans, corn soup, or meats require a pressure canner, so there's a little bit more of an investment in equipment. But neither method is hard. It just takes some getting used to and understanding the differences between the high and the low acid foods.
Now, another option is dehydrating the food. Now, dehydration of fruits and vegetables really is a great way to preserve them, and it helps you save space. Now, when you dehydrate food, it's going to shrink, and then you can store it in an airtight container. The thing you have to remember, though, is you need to rehydrate that vegetable with water when you're ready to use them, and then you're good to go. And you can use your oven, but to do it right, you really do need a dehydrator, which isn't too expensive because it's really all about a lower temperature at a consistent amount of time and removing the moisture, which you can get in your oven, but it's, you know, it takes a little practice.
Yeah, you know, and once you start canning and freezing and branch out, you can beyond the basics. You could do soups and meatballs and chili and chicken. I'll tell you what we're going to give a try this year, and that is tomatoes. We have an abundance of tomatoes. I'm not quite sure
what products we're going to do, probably sauce, maybe some salsa with the tomatoes. But, you know, we planted the tomatoes with the idea being that they would sort of come in slowly across the season. But now, once again, we've got like a huge harvest. They're growing everywhere now, and we're just starting to get used to eating them. So we're going to end up with a ton of tomatoes. I hate to throw them away, and I have been giving a lot away, and I've done that in past years. But I think we're going to try to canning now because we're spending so much more time at home. It might be the right time to do just that.
Yeah, so we have some good friends in town who are Italian and grow a ton of tomatoes. And at the end of every summer, they have a big pasta sauce making party. And, you know, if you're invited over to go, you assist in all of the process of making the sauce, jarring it, preserving it. I mean, it's an all-day affair with the biggest pot I've ever seen in my life to make sauce. And it's all outside. But the bonus is if you volunteer for the day, essentially, you go home with a bunch of sauce.
You take home your sauce?
It's totally worth it.
Awesome. Of course, you know, if it was my Italian family, there'd be like 30 people in the kitchen, and we can't do that anymore. So I'm afraid it's
It's outside.
Oh, it's outside.
We've always done it outside. Princess. They put a big burner outside with like the hugest pot.
But you got to maintain your social distances, you know, family gatherings or not. But good tip. Really fun thing to try, and if you've enjoyed having a garden, so many more folks have been gardening this year, and finding other ways to improve their home spaces, canning is definitely the next step.
Linda in Ohio, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I had an old garage torn down, so I had a prior cement pad, and I had a steel building put up. I have gaps now from... The steel building is not, the metal is more like a corrugated. It's got a little ripple in it. And where it meets the floor, and they put a, like, 2x4 base around the inside to screw the metal to it. So I'm getting chipmunks in there and everything like that in between. What can I use to seal it but still keep it so when the cold weather comes, it expands like it needs to?
You must be having some pretty big gaps there if the chipmunks are getting into that.
Yeah.
How much space are we talking about?
Some spots it's not very big at all, but some it's like maybe 2 or 3 inches high.
Oh, wow.
Because the cement pad was not really leveled, or throughout the years, too, it could have sunk down in certain areas. I don't know whether to put, like, another board.
Yeah, so listen, if you've got 2 or 3 inches of gaps, you're going to have to add some additional sort of siding-type materials to cover that gap. You could actually use additional galvanized metal and form it to fit in that space. If you have smaller gaps, those could be filled with, say, spray foam insulation, or you could use steel wool. Sometimes when we're trying to plug up little gaps, especially when it comes to rodent prevention, I'll have folks put steel wool in there that they're not apt to chew through. But you can't have a gap that big and not expect those types of animals to get by.
Awesome. I'll try that. The steel wool and the foam.
Good luck with that project, Linda. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
David in Massachusetts is on the line and is installing an outdoor shower to a deck. How can we help you?
We're having a raised deck put on the back of our home. It's going to be about 22 inches off the ground. And it's going to be 12 by 30-ish. Anyhow, there's going to be a shower about halfway down the length. And it'll be up against the house. And I was kind of curious whether the water is just going to go through the floorboard. It's an AZEK material, so it's not going to rot anything, but and pressure-treated floor joists. So the bottom of the floor joists will be about 10, 12 inches off the ground. And I didn't know whether the water coming from the shower going down should be diverted away from the house a little bit, or if it doesn't matter.
So is this going to be kind of like a beach shower, you know, just for like sort of quick showering off when you come back from the beach or the lake?
Correct.
So, I mean, you're not going to be taking real long showers out there. Certainly the deck's going to be slippery because of this, but underneath what you might want to do is just put in a drain using sort of a stone base and then a perforated drain pipe, and then run that, pitch that up away from the house so the water that gets in there doesn't end up back into the basement or crawl space, depending on what your structure is. But I, since you're not putting a lot of water there, I wouldn't worry too much about it. I think generally those outside showers are pretty quick. Is it going to be like a shower stall, or is it just going to be an open shower you can stand on the deck and wash off?
No, it's a shower stall. Actually, there'd be a little dressing area and a little shower area.
Yeah, if you're going to do that, why don't you just put a drain in it? I mean, if you're going to go with the whole stall, I thought it was just going to be kind of a shower sticking out of the back wall of the house. Put a drain in it and run the pipe under the deck and just discharge it away from the house somewhere.
Are you talking about putting like a shower floor in?
Yeah, pan, a shower pan. Yep. If it's going to have a stall, we might as well have a pan, sit it right on top of the deck, and then put a drain in it and run it right out. That's what I'd do.
Okay. It may be a little late for that now because they've already got all the joists are in place and we're ready for the...
Well, no, if the joists are in place, that's okay because it's going to sit on top. So that shouldn't affect anything. You know, just a little bit of plumbing work is what you need here.
All right. Well, I can discuss it with the contractor.
All right. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor, the fast and easy way to find the best home service pros in your area. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started. Still to come, we've got step-by-step tips on how to build a barbecue enclosure right in your own backyard when the Money Pit continues. 888-MONEY-PIT.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Money Pit is presented by Rumblestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Call us now with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Steve in Pennsylvania needs some help with a building project. I love that you're planning and you've asked us to help. What's going on, Steve?
Yeah, I have a small summer cabin at Lake Tahoe, and the deck was built in the early 60s. And the step up from the deck into the cabin is a stretch. So I was wanting to put like a stoop or a landing or a step or whatever you want to call it on top of the deck that will make the step up into the cabin a little less severe. So I was looking at maybe something about 54 inches wide and 6 to 7 inches tall, but I don't know how deep to make that step.
When you say deep to make the step, you mean what's the tread depth when you put your foot on it?
Exactly.
So what are you going to build it out of?
I was just going to put in wood. Everything else is wood up there.
So I would use a 2x12 for that step. Why not make a nice big deep step? You could use a 2x10. I mean, most steps are narrower than that, but I think a 2x12, which is 11.5 inches, would be fine.
So 12 inches deep from the edge of the cabin door to the edge of the deck.
So it's just one step basically between the deck and the cabin door. Is that correct that you want to put in?
Right.
So I would make it a 2x12. Why not? It's about 11.5 inches deep, and that'll be fine.
Well, thank you very much for your help. You have a great day.
Well, if you'd like to improve your outdoor space by adding an outdoor kitchen, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, planters, or even a bench, there's a really easy way that you can do that, and it's by using a product called Rumblestone. Now, Rumblestone is made by Pavestone, and they're rustic-looking stones that come in project kits, and you simply stack them together like, you know, a Lego project in a predetermined pattern to build all sorts of popular outdoor features. Now, the idea of using a modular block design makes it
fast and affordable for you to upgrade your backyard space with amenities like an outdoor kitchen, a fire pit, a bench, and they can be truly beautiful. And you can also use them in place of a traditional paver to do a project like a patio or even a wall or a landscape border.
Yeah, I love the Rumblestone design. It's a really attractive addition to your outdoor living space. And if you'd like to learn about projects like this, there's even a step-by-step video of a beautiful outdoor kitchen. It's topped with a quickcrete concrete countertop, and it's available online. Just Google Rumblestone BBQ Project, Rumblestone BBQ Project. You'll find it right away, and you'll get those instructions. And if you'd like to learn a little bit more about all the projects that you can build with Pavestone's Rumblestone, visit pavestone.com and look for the Rumblestone videos under the How To Guide tab.
Margaret, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, I'd like to know what I can do about my popcorn ceilings. They're getting dirty. They're 20 years old.
Well, there's a couple of solutions. Do you like them and want to keep them, or you just want them to not look so dingy?
I would not like to keep them no more.
All right. Well, generally with popcorn ceiling, if it's truly a popcorn ceiling and not like a texturized stucco, what you can do to remove it is you can get, like, you know, one of those garden sprayers or, like, you know, those light-duty paint sprayers. Put water in it, and you spray the ceiling to sort of saturate the popcorn. And then you take a wide spackle blade, like as wide as the one you can find, and you sort of gently start peeling away at the popcorn ceiling, at the popcorn texture, I should say, from the ceiling. And that generally does a pretty good job, because if you've ever tried to paint it, if you don't have the right roller, when it gets wet, it starts to peel away from the ceiling. So by getting it wet, you're being able to remove it. You just want to make sure with your blade or your scraper that you're not digging into the drywall below it, because keep in mind, whatever's left underneath there is what you're going to paint and then see.
Okay. How do I go about cleaning if I decide to go ahead and keep this?
Well, you wouldn't clean it. You would paint over it.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah. There's actually a special roller for that. It's like a slitted roller. It's a very thick roller that's got slits in it. And it's designed to squeeze the paint into that popcorn area. And that's exactly what I would do with it. I would paint it. It's going to look a lot better than cleaning it. You just can't clean that stuff. There's nothing cleanable about a popcorn ceiling. You got to paint over it. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, did you know that more than half of all trips and fall injuries happen at home? We're going to tell you how you can update your sidewalks and driveways to make sure those surfaces are slip resistant in today's Pro Project presented by HomeAdvisor.com next.
You live in a body pit.
It's been a long, hot summer, and if the sun, heat, and barbecues have left your lawn with brown spots or weeds, I've found a great solution called Sunday. Sunday provides toxic-free lawn nutrients shipped right to your door right when you need them. They make lawn care easy and less expensive. I went to GetSunday.com, entered my address, and Sunday created a custom plan based on my soil, climate, and lawn in seconds. Sunday even provided a satellite image of my house with every lawn area mapped out. With this heat, your lawn needs care and feeding now. Go to GetSunday.com and get started with their summer plan. Sunday products apply with a garden hose, and they'll ship you a custom box with everything you need. Get started on a better-looking lawn today at GetSunday.com. Enter promo code MONEYPIT, and you'll get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT, for $20 off the summer plan.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
You expect a lot from your home. It's not just a place to hang your hat. It's where you try your hand at gardening and new recipes, rest and recharge, work and play. And that's why at Home Advisor, they're committed to keeping your home up and running. Whether you need to repair an overworked appliance or create a backyard retreat worthy of a summer staycation, use the Home Advisor app day or night, and they'll find a local pro to get the job done right. Whatever you need, they'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started.
Drivers, start your engines!
Have you ever imagined the thrill of driving a NASCAR race car by yourself?
you can by entering the Money Pit's Rev Your Engine sweepstakes with NASCAR Race Experience. Five winners will get the thrill of a lifetime. Following instruction, you'll get behind the wheel and drive a NASCAR race car for a timed racing session on one of the nation's premier speedways. Enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Whether it's a repair or major remodel, Home Advisor can help match you with the right local pro for your project in seconds. Just download the Home Advisor app. Home Advisor, they'll do everything to fix your everything.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT. The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. They'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today.
Do you have a home improvement question? Call us right now at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. You can also subscribe to the Money Pit podcast by going to moneypit.com/podcast.
Heading to Nebraska now, where Ellie's on the line with a window question. What can we do for you today?
I'm replacing a window in the lower level of our home, and I was wondering if you had an opinion as to what would be the best material for the window, vinyl, wood, composite.
What kind of a window do you have there now? Is it a standard sort of double-hung window?
No, it's actually five windows in one. It's 9 foot by 3 foot.
Oh, that's a big job, yeah. My first point would be that you need to make sure you're buying an energy-efficient window, because with a space that big, you want to make sure that you're using well-insulated glass. So I would only buy one that was Energy Star rated. And you want to make sure that the glass is going to have a low emissivity coating or low E coating, because what that does is that reflects the sunlight back out so it doesn't overheat your house. Otherwise, you're going to heat that space up like a big old greenhouse with a 9-foot window. In terms of the material itself, I think outside the house you want something that's very, very weatherproof, like vinyl. And inside the house, depending on the window you buy, it can be wood or it could be vinyl. So if you look at a window like an Anderson window, they have beautiful windows that are wood on the inside and vinyl on the outside, kind of gives you the best of both worlds. But again, there are many different types of manufacturers out there. The most important thing is not as much the material, but the certification to make sure that it's an efficient window that's going to perform well for you and last a long, long time.
We will look for those energy ratings then.
All right, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Kevin in Rhode Island has a question about keeping a basement dry. What can we do for you?
I removed a downspout extension that took the water away maybe 3 feet from the foundation.
Okay.
And I replaced it because someone said it didn't look good. I replaced it with a cement kind of water carrier wave, which is 2 feet. And I noticed I have some water in the basement. So very damp. It's damp is what it is.
Yeah.
So I put a little crushed rock at the end of the extension, hoping that that would maybe help out on the water dispersing down or something.
Yeah, that's not going to do anything except prevent erosion. If you want to make your basement drier, you got to move the moisture away from it. You were on the right track with the downspout extension. Now, if you don't want to see that, you might want to explore the possibility of running your leader into a solid PVC pipe and running that underground, but it has to be pitched and then discharged somewhere. So it depends on kind of the shape of your property as to whether or not you could make that happen. But I would rather see those downspouts extended away from the foundation wall than deal with the water that can accumulate in the basement as a result.
Good idea.
All right, Kevin, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, just imagine that you're walking into your house from the driveway or up the sidewalk. And, of course, as we all do, your hands are full. You've got kids' backpacks or groceries. Everything's in your arms. You're just overloaded. And then, bam, you slip and fall with the kids' stuff and the eggs and the milk. Now it's all over the sidewalk. You know, concrete surfaces do get slippery. And I'm not talking about only in the winter months. They often get covered with a thin layer of moss or algae in the summertime that makes them super slippery. And even so, all year round.
And that's why we've got tips on how to update your sidewalks and driveways to make those surfaces slip resistant in today's Pro Project presented by HomeAdvisor.com.
Well, to cut the chances of tumbling on your own turf, you can have a pro apply a treatment that's designed to prevent falls to those concrete surfaces. Now, it's called a textured acrylic concrete coating, and it not only provides a non-slip finish to those concrete surfaces, it does give it a new look finish, you know, changing it from that dull old concrete as well.
Yeah, the textured acrylic concrete coating is actually a very heavy-duty resin that adheres very well to any concrete surface. So we're talking about steps or sidewalks or patios or driveways or pool surrounds. And if your home has a handicap ramp, it's a great way to improve the safety of that surface as well.
And that's today's Pro Project presented by Home Advisor. They really have the best local pros for any home service.
That's right. It doesn't matter what the project is. They make it fast and easy to find top local pros for your project.
Plus, now they offer clear upfront pricing on over 100 everyday projects. To get started, just download the Home Advisor app today. Jeff in Wisconsin, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I once had some insulation in the attic of my old house that I just bought last year, and I don't know which way I should go with either the loose fill or the bat. I want to do it myself to save money. But the loose fill, I'm kind of uncomfortable with all the weird conduits and outlet boxes and stuff that are up there in the attic. It's a walk-up attic, and we have a little bit of storage area up there. I don't know if stapling the rolls up against the roof is, I don't know what's going to give me the best R value and time value and money. Value, obviously. For
all right, so first of all, let's talk about where the insulation goes. This attic is unfinished, correct? It's not a sleeping space.
Yes, correct.
So the attic does not, the insulation in this case does not go up against the rafters. The attic, the insulation goes on the floor, what you would call the floor of the attic when you're standing in it. Now, okay. is there a wood floor across the entire attic surface now?
Not entire attic, no.
There's not. So it's open beams there, right? You can look down into see the ceiling below?
No, it's got the rolls in between there. But like I said, we have a storage area, which is the center of it, that has plywood down on top.
Okay, that's actually perfect. So here's what I think you should do. I would buy unfaced fiberglass bats, and just like the word says, unfaced means no paper face, no vapor barrier face. It's just plain old fiberglass bats. Now, you lay these down perpendicular to the floor joists. So not parallel to, but perpendicular. And you would lay these across the entire attic floor, except for the area that you want to reserve for storage. So this is an easy way to kind of say double or more than double the amount of insulation that's there. But still saving that storage space. Because once you put this down, it's actually going to be higher than the thickness of the floor joists. And you can't crush insulation. If you crush it, it doesn't work. So that's why it has to sit on top. So if you were to put like 10 or 12 inch bats down like that, you would have a dramatic increase in energy efficiency.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. I like that. Okay. Great. Thanks so much for your help.
You're very welcome, Jeff. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Remember, the Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Whether it's a minor repair or a major remodel, Home Advisor has local pros for every project. Download the Home Advisor app and get started today. Coming up, home emergencies are enough of a hassle when the weather's warm, but when it gets cold, they can be much, much worse. We're going to share the steps to take now so that you can avoid home headaches when the chilly weather does arrive, and it's gonna, coming up.
You live in a body pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
The Money Pit is presented by GetSunday.com. Custom, non-toxic, cost-saving lawn care products shipped directly to your door and applied with a garden hose. Go to GetSunday.com to get started on a better-looking lawn. Enter promo code MONEYPIT and get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending part of your day with us. You can always call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at MONEYPIT.com.
Charles from Long Beach, New York has written in who says, I live on a barrier island sandbar. The house was built on a cement slab. Now, the slab has cracked and has resulted in an uneven floor peaking in the middle at some points. What options do I have?
Well, if you live on a barrier island on
Tom,
a house...
This area was like devastated from Sandy, yeah, so he's probably on all new build, and who knows what happened to the ground.
Well, we don't know that it's a new build. I mean, it may be the old build. The thing is that with that kind of with soil, you've got to be built on... It's got to be a pier system that's reinforced, so the even if it's a slab on grade, which I doubt, it's got to have a pier system, so the concrete isn't basically sitting on the soil. It's being supported by pilings that are in the soil. If it's an old house, yeah, I mean, you may be in that situation, but anything that's rebuilt would be up. I tell you, in this case, regardless of Charles, I would definitely have an expert look at it because I can't give you advice only to say that that is a big concern when you're in an unstable soil area like I believe you are. So I would hire one of maybe three different professionals. A structural engineer would be my first choice. A very experienced local professional home inspector would be my second choice, and then maybe an architect would be my third. But you need expert advice to figure out what's going on with this place. Not all cracks require replacement or repair, but you need to know what you're dealing with now so you can plan accordingly.
Yeah, and Charles, make sure you do it because you live in like a slice of paradise on Long Island, and I'm not far from you, and I tend to come to your neighborhood because I love it so much. So fix it up and stay forever.
No, there's a fourth choice. She could always invite you to come over.
True, true, true.
Well, temperatures may be nice now, but in a few months, you'll want nothing less than to have to bundle up, head outdoors, and deal with the home improvement problem in the dead of winter. To help, we've got a few easy fix-ups you can get done now that'll save you potentially a major repair hassle later, and that's coming up in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Something must have to do with water here.
Well, I mean, of course, leaks are probably the worst. You know, a water leak emergency like pipes that freeze and break are very common when it's cold out, so now is the time that you need to locate and label all of those important water valves, and that includes the main water valve, your water heater's valve, and hose and ice maker valves. Now, knowing where those are and what they do will spare you major damage and hassle if cold weather strikes. Next, you've got to make sure that your roof is leak-free. You know, after the next big fall rainstorm, grab a flashlight, head up into the attic, and inspect areas around your chimney, plumbing, vent pipes, anything that sort of goes out through the roof or where sections of the roof meet up. Make sure, look there, that there's no leaks happening. Then go ahead and grab some binoculars and inspect all of those same spots from on top, scanning also for missing shingles, loose flashing, anything that might need to be replaced. Next up, you want to look at handrails. Go around the house. Any sort of handrail that's loose, that can actually result in an emergency. So you want to make sure that inside and outside handrails are secure. Repair any loose railings, posts, spindles. You have to make sure that all of those pieces are extra sturdy if outdoors, because when the condition gets icy, it can really cause some trouble. Also, think about your chimney. You want to caulk that chimney crown. It's a masonry coating that goes over the top of the chimney, and it can protect against water, which is extra risky over these winter months when it can cause chimney bricks and structures to freeze, break, and even fall. So some prep work now is going to save you a lot in the long run.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, with the garage getting so much wear and tear, it makes sense to get the floors a protective coating that can do double duty and also beautify the space. But what options do you have to create a floor that looks good, stands up, and is stain resistant? We'll have those answers on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The White House this afternoon passed a $25 billion postal service bill that the White House is threatening to veto.
The White House Office of Management and Budget said in a statement that the House of Representatives bill would arbitrarily give USPS $25 billion in emergency taxpayer funding without linking that funding to either the COVID-19 pandemic or the upcoming election. The White House says the bill is an overreaction to sensationalized media reports that have made evidence-free accusations that the USPS has undertaken reforms to achieve political rather than operational objectives. The bill passed largely along party lines, 257 to 150, with 26 Republicans bucking party leaders to support it, but it's unlikely to be taken up in the Republican-controlled Senate. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Several arrests in Charlotte overnight after demonstrators on Friday night clashed with police ahead of delegates who started to arrive for next week's Republican National Convention. President Trump took pen to paper on Saturday, issued a disaster declaration in response to the massive wildfires in California.
As the fires continue to rage in California, the White House announced that the president declared a major disaster exists in the state. The declaration orders federal aid to California in the areas affected by the wildfires. Federal assistance can be used for various expenses, including grants for temporary housing and home repairs, and low-cost loans to cover uninsured property losses.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting. South Dakota health officials are concerned. They say a number of people tested positive for coronavirus after they attended the 10-day Sturgis motorcycle rally. At least 10 were from Minnesota. Some 200,000 people converged on Sturgis for that annual event. Many of them, if not all, were not wearing masks. News and analysis at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Relief factor. Effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
The U.S. isn't the only country dealing with political unrest. Belarus had a bellyful this week.
Authorities in Belarus detained a leader of striking factory workers and threatened demonstrators with criminal charges Friday in a bid to stop the massive post-election protests challenging the country's authoritarian president, who accused the United States of fomenting the unrest. Investigators also summoned several opposition activists for questioning as part of a criminal probe into a council they created with the goal of coordinating a transition of power for the ex-Soviet nation that President Alexander Lukashenko has ruled with an iron fist for 26 years. Protesters are demanding Lukashenko resign, accusing him of seeking a sixth term in office by rigging the country's August 9th presidential election. Keith Peters reporting.
And you can always check out the latest in breaking news and the best analysis. Find them both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Wells Fargo, the scandal-plagued bank that hired a new CEO last year, has begun anticipated layoffs amid COVID-19 economic swoon that's chilled the once-thriving U.S. labor market.
The bank initially paused what it calls new job displacements in March as the pandemic shut down swaths of U.S. businesses, but it resumed them in August without specifying how many positions would be cut. The bank said, "We expect to reduce the size of our workforce through a combination of attrition, the elimination of open roles, and job displacements." The San Francisco-based lender has replaced two CEOs in the past 4 years while grappling with various scandals. Patrick Frost reporting.
Schools across the country
are
facing the shortages and delays of up to several months in getting this year's most crucial back-to-school supplies, laptops, and other equipment that will be needed for online learning. You can check out more on these stories by logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Although the final day of the virtual DNC, no one's actually in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We were all supposed to be there. Actually, I loved it. It's almost like Super Bowl for politics. You get a couple of days off, and then you go to the RNC. Everything changed. Dates changed. Cities changed, and no one's showing up. What's going to be different about the RNC than DNC? We'll talk about it, because I think they're going to school on the lack of atmosphere, let's so to speak, that we're seeing in sports when you watch the MLS or NBA over at Disney. No crowd. They're pumping crowd noise into Major League Baseball. I don't know what they're going to do in football. I think they're going to actually have fans in. My sense is Trump's going to find a way to get that live audience. So before we get to Chris Wallace, and then we go to Seth Barron, he's a great reporter in New York City, to tell us what's going on with this once great area, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
I stepped out of the vehicle. I didn't even think anyone was following me still. And before I even got my door open, someone was yanking me out, and I hit the ground. So, and then I sat there for a while, and they wouldn't let me get up.
Unbelievable horror. If you've seen the video, you know what I'm talking about. Adam Haner talks about getting attacked, brutally assaulted, and knocked senseless. Haner is out of the hospital. His heroic acts, now virtually unreported, are shown because it's posted for 30 minutes. He was standing up for a transgender person who was getting beat up and robbed. Next thing you know, nine guys are beating him up. The manhunt is on to find his assailant. The defund the police movement is alive and well. It is now stopped in Seattle. They have voted to defund the police there, a city out of control. Why has the urban violence not even been mentioned at the DNC?
Number two.
What matters is, how does the news play the next day? How does the news feed into folks that aren't sitting and watching conventions, you know, virtually? Persuadable voters don't watch virtual conventions.
Reince Priebus, the DNC, reviews and reveals, how is America responding, and has anyone's hearts and minds been changed? Esteemed experts like the one waiting weighs in.
Number one.
No interest in finding common ground. No interest in using the awesome power of his office to help anyone but himself and his friends. Donald Trump hasn't grown into the job because he can't.
Right. Day three, big three, Hillary, Harris, and Obama, all of which talked about more about Trump than the man they were there to prop up, Joe Biden. We'll bring you the verbal barrage and the Trump blistering retort, along with the two topics Dems won't touch, but in my mind, matter most. And that is China, and that is urban unrest. But first.
Now it's time to welcome back to the Brian Kilmeade Show, the esteemed Emmy-nominated host of...
Would you stop the Emmy-nominated thing? Because what you're saying is he didn't win the award. He was just nominated. He didn't win. So that ticks me off every time.
Now it's time to welcome back to the Brian Kilmeade Show, the esteemed host of Fox News Sunday.
What is it about me that ticks people off, Brian?
Always honest, always fair, and always balanced.
Are you a cocaine addict?
No apologies for relentless, fact-based reporting.
You and I are a little punchy today, aren't we? Folks, we take this stuff very seriously.
Right.
So seriously that Brian has once again been named this Sunday's power player.
I have not committed to naming you as the power player. As Joe Biden would say, you can whine all you want. I'm not giving you the power player.
Well, okay.
No!
It's Chris. I don't keep my promises, Wallace.
Hey, Chris.
I view this as a personal attack. I feel I deserve. I mean, there's so many things that were wrong with that. Let me ask a question. Do people in your shop just cackle as they put this together?
They do. Can I give you the backstory here?
Wallace.
Eric, that produced it. He's the one who listens to this and puts it together, along with Frank Bruno, who does the voiceover. He had an appendix taken out yesterday. He had to wait in the hospital for 5 hours. But evidently, he had edited the day before. Today, he's recovering and emailed it to Josh, who's filling in, just to make sure you had your open, even though he's missing an appendix.
What? oh, an appendix. I think he said an appendage, and I was thinking, gee, I hope it's
not an arm.
Not an arm. Okay.
Isn't that great, though?
What, that he goes to such efforts to humiliate me? Yes. It's very admirable.
Well, I think it's great. So listen, Chris Wallace.
Yes, sir.
First, the news that broke. I'll tell you what I know. That we will build the world organization. Well, evidently, the $25 million they raised, they claim that the officers involved were taking money for personal gains, one of which is Steve Bannon, used to be the president's campaign manager. They say that he did take money, and this guy, one of his partners, was using it to fund a lavish lifestyle. He was indicted by the Southern District of New York. Your reaction?
Well, you know, I obviously have seen what you've seen, which is just about that. I don't know whether it's a strong case or not, but it is interesting. This is, you know, Donald Trump's Justice Department, not Barack Obama's or Joe Biden's, that are bringing these charges against Steve Bannon. So it's pretty serious business.
Yeah, I will say this. Have you had a chance to interview him?
Steve Bannon?
Yeah.
No, Mr. Bannon, I tried a lot when he was in the White House. He never agreed to come on. I don't, as I said in the open, I don't know what it is about me that ticks some people off.
I have interviewed him, probably the smartest person I've ever heard speak. I've heard him speak about five or six times, interviewed him a bunch of times, and then met him off camera. And I was said to myself, I heard all these things about him. Smartest guy about more things than probably anyone I've ever met. Whether it's finance, Chinese culture, a province in Thailand.
Present company excluded, right?
Yes. I'm sorry. Present company excluded, yes.
Yes. Okay. Go ahead.
All right.
He's smart as can be, but if he's involved in ripping off people who wanted to contribute money to, and I repeat, if... who wanted to contribute money to build the wall on the southern border, that's pretty bad. So, you know, we'll have to see where the facts take us.
So last night, I read your review, been running them all week, about your reviews of night one, two, and three. I want you to hear a little of President Obama for our audience to not stay up, and I want you to comment. Cut five.
I have sat in the Oval Office with both of the men who are running for president. I never expected that my successor would embrace my vision or continue my policies. I did hope, for the sake of our country, that Donald Trump might show some interest in taking the job seriously, that he might come to feel the weight of the office and discover some reverence for the democracy that had been placed in his care. But he never did. For close to 4 years now, he has shown no interest in putting in the work.
Fair?
Well, it's fair as Barack Obama's view of Donald Trump. You know, they're both a lot. I kind of have to laugh at people who are saying, well, you know, former presidents don't usually attack the sitting president. Just yesterday, and it was fairly mild, Donald Trump talked about the horror. That was his word, the horror that Barack Obama and Joe Biden left him and the stupidity of all the deals that Obama and Biden made when they were in office. I'm not saying that one side is right and one side's wrong, but, you know, when the president has shown no reluctance whatever to go after Obama, especially for the last 4 years, I think it's fair for Obama to offer his argument. You know, everybody's going to have to make their own judgment as to whether they think it's true or not, but I think it's fair for him to criticize his successor that way.
Couple of things. I couldn't believe this, and you wrote and you said this yesterday, and our staff found it out that he barely talked about Joe Biden. Joe Biden got 2 minutes and 52 seconds of his 32-minute speech. Kamala Harris mentioned him for about 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Hillary Clinton 31 seconds in their speech. It's kind of rare for the nominee not to come up much.
I couldn't agree more with all of that. It's funny because after he delivered his speech, I thought it was 15 minutes. Obama. I said, I'll bet he didn't talk to about Biden for 5 minutes. You say it was more like 2 minutes. It strikes me that, you know, sort of the big – what are the big takeaways from this convention? You know, you sort of go off and take a look back. And to me, it is tremendous fervor in saying everything that they don't like about Donald Trump, and tremendous fervor in terms of we've got to get out and vote, vote, vote. But there has been very little about Joe Biden other than saying, well, he'll get things back to normal, and that may be enough. But, you know, when you think of other presidents, and whether it was Bill Clinton, Democrats, Bill Clinton talking about the new Democrats, a more kind of centrist Democratic, not as liberal, or Barack Obama, hope and change, and yes, we can, and that this was going to be a dramatic change. There's no kind of animating philosophy or big idea that's coming out of this convention so far about Joe Biden. You know, tonight is by far the biggest night of this convention because for, I don't know, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, Joe Biden is going to be there before the country. He has to, one, show that he's competent because Donald Trump has raised that issue. And I think some people, you know, a lot of people have some questions about it, that he's competent to have the biggest job in the world and what he would do with it. And there hasn't been a lot of talk or there's been no kind of animating spirit or point about this convention so far. And that's bad. They got to do that tonight.
But everything's different. And, you know, to their credit, I don't think Republicans are smart to bring up ratings because they're about to go. And if 50% of the country is Democrats and 50 or 40 and 40 are Democrats and Republicans, half are going to turn off anyway. And there's not going to be any cheering. My sense is that Trump's going to find a way to do the West Point graduation audience where everyone's social distance wearing masks, but they're all there. And I think he'll do that. And just because that's him. He likes the audience, and he wants to do it better. So a lot of his people are going to go to school. The other thing that came to mind is these features, maybe I've been spoiled. In sports, I watch regional sports networks do things on relief pitchers that get me excited to watch that relief pitcher. Where are the biographies that are supposed to get me excited about these people? I'm looking at Nancy Pelosi's biography. It was like something from the WWE. I thought these features were terrible. You can't control the audience of the pandemic, but you can control the heartstrings of the features that we've been used to since the Wire World of Sports with Jim McKay in the 1970s. Do you agree with that?
Jim McKay in the 1970s, we're both showing me, even older than you, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. Remember that ski jumper who would go down and every time he would, like, go off the side of the ski jump and his head would go like a bobblehead and during the Wide World of Sports? That was good stuff. I think some of the features have been really good, really powerful. They had one on Monday night to Bruce Springsteen singing The Rising that I thought was really, you know, how bad can it be with Bruce Springsteen? I thought the taped message with Gabby Giffords, the former congresswoman from Arizona who was shot in the head, and showing her practicing and then giving her speech, I thought was very powerful. I thought a lot of it, I would agree, is kind of meh. Yeah. You know, it's okay, certainly not objectionable, but you know, when you think of some of the videos you've seen in the past, some of the stuff that they used to put together for Ronald Reagan in the 80s, where whether you liked them or not, you got goosebumps. There haven't been a lot of goosebumps in this convention.
Right. Hey, Chris, I would love to get on here and kind of pretend like it wasn't a big deal and tell you I got the interview with Joe Biden and you wanted it, and then just feel that you try to hide your jealousy. But I can't say that. But I can say this. Cardi B got the interview that you wanted. Let's listen to what – and see if you want to take – in case you get the interview, maybe you want to steal some of the questions. Let's listen.
Okay.
Tell me what your fans most say to you when they communicate with you online. What are they most concerned about?
Obviously, free college education, free Medicare, especially now that, you know, people are just getting sick left to right.
People don't want to pay the taxes for it. And that's why this whole thing about – government's bad has been such a downer for the things that really matter to you and me.
So do you predict you'll have a very similar reaction where he asks you questions and asks you how you think?
You know how when I talked to you several weeks ago and we made a bet and I said,
yes,
I think I'll get Joe Biden, and you made this bogus claim that I promised to put you on as the power player of the week if I didn't.
Yeah.
I think that's completely made up. Let me say, I'm not going to say double or nothing on that. I don't know. I'm not sure I'm going to get an interview with the vice president. Now, he's going to sit down with ABC, with David Muir, I think on Sunday for a primetime hour. But, it's pretty striking that he just isn't coming out. You know that since he and Kamala Harris formed the ticket last week. I think it was a week ago today. I don't think he's answered a single question. No, that's not true. He's answered questions from Cardi B.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But they certainly are taking a very low-profile attitude. Whether that'll pay off when they get to the debates and stuff, I don't know. I'd want some pre-games. I'd want to do some interviews if I were he and, you know, think on my feet and answer questions and go through the preseason. But, right. You know, he's the Democratic nominee, and neither you nor I are. And Cardi B got the interview, and neither of us did.
Chris, let's say he pulls off and does fine tonight. He reads a prompter. I'm sure he'll be – I really don't see him breaking down tonight, to be honest. So let's say he pulls it off. You know what I'm going to walk away with? That I watched 4 days of a party that thinks they won already. I really believe they played not to fumble. And that's my overview. Do you need to walk on the beach for a while without your shoes on, with your khaki pants rolled up to your calves to come up with that type of statement, or do you agree?
No, they're playing it safe, and that may be a function, one, of what their polls are, and two, it may be a function of their sense of Joe Biden and how he will do if he runs a more conventional campaign, and also maybe their sense of Donald Trump, and that Donald Trump keeps making mistakes, you know, like yesterday when he was offered an opportunity all he had to do was say, you know, I don't have any support for QAnon. It's a fringe group, and I certainly do not seek or welcome their support. But instead, he keeps it alive. You know, he does make mistakes. So it'll be an interesting. It'll be unlike any campaign that right. You or I have ever covered.
Yep, and we'll have a front row seat, but you'll be closer because your network. Chris Wallace, thanks so much.
Well, the bitterness always comes through.
It does. I'm stuck on cable.
Now, would you tell who's the guy who lost the appendix again?
Eric.
Tell Eric take the week off. Maybe I'll do that on Fox News Sunday. I'll start doing insulting intros, and then when the person comes on, they're so out of their mind that they can't get a thought together. I think that's where I'm headed.
Chris Wallace, thank you so much. I call them entertaining.
This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Are you a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts? You may be entitled to compensation, no matter how long ago the abuse happened. But your time to file a claim is limited. Call 800-755-3323. That's 800-755-3323 for more information. As a result of thousands of victims filing sexual abuse claims, the Boy Scouts have filed for bankruptcy protection, and the bankruptcy court has set November 16, 2020, as the deadline for abuse survivors to file a claim. As a result of this bankruptcy, a victim's compensation fund is being set up that may be worth over $1.5 billion. If you are a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts, you may be entitled to compensation. Call 800-755-3323. That's 800-755-3323. And talk to one of the compassionate counselors for more information and to see if you may qualify. Your call is completely confidential. Call 800-755-3323 today. Sponsored by Sheldon Law Group.
Indeed knows that for any business, your next step is the most important one, like hiring someone who can make a real impact. Indeed can help you find high-impact hires faster, without any long-term contracts, and you pay only for what you need, thanks to our super flexible payment options. So why not take that next step with Indeed? Get started with a free $75 credit for your first job post, and get in front of more quality candidates. Go to Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
In uncertain times, you can be certain of this. The Salvation Army is serving those most in need with help and hope. Thanks to your donations, the Salvation Army is helping those affected by COVID-19, those who've lost wages, who have no home to retreat to, who need food, help with utilities, and most of all, hope. To see how you can continue to make a difference, visit givewestwood.org. Givewestwood.org.
This is Fox on Justice. As part of the Trump administration's tightening of immigration policies, the Department of Homeland Security enacted a rule denying green cards to legal immigrants on public assistance. That includes Medicaid and food stamps. The reasoning, that these immigrants would be future public charges. The rule was challenged and struck down. The Supreme Court then allowed it to take effect during appeals. This was in February, just before the pandemic hit, meaning these immigrants would lose access to health care. Last month, a court put the public charge rule on hold again for the duration of the COVID emergency. And now a federal appeals court has...